hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We start off today's special broadcast with a very special interview with two of our Scuba Radio mermaids, Mermaid Abby, Mermaid Nikki. They are on the line. They are in the midst of becoming official dive instructors. Ladies, welcome. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Greg. We are doing great.
Nikki?
Pretty swell.
Pretty swell. Okay, let's set the stage. You guys are at 40 Fathom Grotto working with the folks from Commercial Diving Academy and the Ray Black Jr. Team Scuba. You know, the whole group over there. And you guys are learning to become dive instructors, right, Abby?
Yes, Greg, that is correct. We just began our program on Monday, and we're getting closer and closer to meeting our instructor certification. Scuba intelligent.
You're getting more scuba intelligent, which will be good for a radio show about diving. Then you guys can actually talk more intelligently. You know, I'm tired of carrying all the weight. You hear what I'm saying, Nikki?
No.
I didn't think the only
weight you're carrying is above your belt, Greg.
I could say something, but I just won't go there right
Whoa,
now.
Whoa, you dirty old man.
Hey, now. Okay, look. Tell me, what have you guys learned so far? You just started Monday. Where are you at in your training process to become official NAUI dive instructors?
Well, actually, we, Abby and I, just finished our Nitrox last night. Abby and I both did awesome. We only missed two questions. We both got a 96 on our test.
Okay, I guess that'll do. I did 100% all across the board, Nikki, but I know
those... That was in 1980.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a friggin' idiot?
Those are impossible shoes to fill, of course. I understand. But that's not bad. That's not bad. So you guys actually, did you earn your Nitrox certification yesterday? Is that how it worked or what?
Well, technically, yeah, we finished all of our Nitrox. We've done a lot of other training as well. And so officially, yeah, we can get our certification and get our Nitrox card. And today we're going to dive in more to our master program, which we've worked on a little bit already. So we're going to really get into that today. And before you know it, we'll be master divers. And then before you know it, we'll be instructors, and we'll take over the dive world.
Nice. And once again, it's Commercial Diving Academy at 40 Fathom Grotto. I believe the website is divecda.com. That's divecda.com on the web. If you go there and go through this program, that's how it started. You guys started as open water divers, just beginning divers, and they're literally taking you from that level all the way up to a dive instructor. So this is kind of like the second phase. You did some refresher skills first, Abby, is that right? And then you went into this Nitrox section or what?
Absolutely. On our first day, Jamie kind of had to evaluate us and see where we were at on our diving skills. Turns out, we are phenomenal. So it was really easy to move through the rest of that portion of the program.
Well, that doesn't surprise me because Jamie probably doesn't know this, but did you tell her that I was your instructor to take you into, like, a you know, advanced diver certification?
Yeah, she had to go over everything again.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
No, actually, Jamie said, you know, our skills in the water, as you know, Greg, we've done a lot of diving, and even though we've only been technically open water divers, we know quite a bit more. And now with a Commercial Diving Academy, we can make this official with our certification levels. So, I mean, we got in the water, we swam, did great, and now we're just getting more technical in our skill level.
Yeah, now Nitrox was new to you guys. Nikki, tell me about it. How did you feel about diving Nitrox, and what did you learn about it?
Well, we had done the book work before we had came here. We attempted the book work, and it was really difficult, and I was not looking forward to it. However, when we came here, Jamie went over everything, and it was she put it in simpler terms for us, so now we completely basically understand everything.
What did you learn about it? Is nitrox going to be the air or the mix that you breathe from here on out? Are you?
Yes, I learned a lot about it, and I saw that it would probably be better for the type of diving that I do, the mid-level diving.
Yeah. So,
yeah, it's a lot more time for us to get down there and explore, check out various dive sites. And we learned, again, all of the mathematics involved with nitrox. And now Nikki and I both agree that nitrox rocks. We totally nitrox out. Yeah, exactly.
So basically, Jamie's had enough of you guys already is what you're telling me.
No, she can't get enough of us.
Yeah.
She thinks we're brilliant.
That's what she says on to you guys.
Yeah, every day. She's like, you guys are the most brilliant students I've ever had the honor of working with.
Yeah,
the coolest, and she just can't believe how flippin' cool we really are.
Cool!
I get the emails late at night, like, please help me. Get me out of hell.
Don't make me smack you.
Yeah, so you're at 40 Fathom Grotto. What do you think of the facility? How's that as a training facility for you guys doing all these skills and
stuff?
Quite
comfortable.
Yeah, you like it, huh?
Totally. It feels almost like home. Well, first of all, 40 Fathom is beautiful. There's trees all around. It's nice and shady. They have picnic tables set up. So when you're not diving, you can enjoy the outdoors and just relax. Obviously, the dive location is great. It's easy to access. And then our bunkhouse is not really a bunkhouse. It's just a home. I mean, we all have dinner. We hang out. You can rest and relax. It's a home away from home. They've made it comfortable.
Good. And what about the other people there on site that are training with you? You know, this is a first. When we set this up, we told them that we had a couple mermaids. We wanted to become dive instructors. They about flipped out. So they said, oh, my God, we've never tried to certify a mermaid before. Well, what's been the reaction from the other students?
Well, everybody's kind of asked us a ton of questions about the mermaid gig and everything, and I don't necessarily know if they completely understand it, but we're trying our best to describe it to them.
And yeah, they're really interested
in the fact that we're traveling mermaids with this radio show, so they're all checking out the Scuba Radio website, and so we've got a lot of mermaid questions, obviously, and but they're all really friendly, and they're right now, the other students here are going through the instructor portion of their course. So they've got a different perspective.
Uh-huh.
They've already seen what we've gone through. So it's fun to watch them and see what they're doing in their instructor. And then they're also over here giving us advice if we get stuck on an issue.
I gotcha.
So we're all working together. We're one big, happy, extended scuba diving family.
Very nice. Now, you guys are documenting your experience on scubaradio.com in the forum. We have a Mermaid Abby blog and a Mermaid Nikki blog. And you guys are like typing in a paragraph or two every day.
Yeah, apparently somebody got a hold of my password and name, so, you know.
What? Oh, that thing about Abby, you mean?
Yeah. Nikki wrote that.
You're such a big fan.
Everybody knows I'm number one.
Yeah, exactly.
Odd that you'd write that.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to go to the website and see what we're talking about. But, yeah, you guys are going to update people along the way and share the experience. And, of course, you're videotaping and taking pictures. Have you broke out the mermaid tails yet? Because I know all the guys there are asking you to do this, right?
They are, but we have not broke out the tails yet. We're saving it for next week. We've had a little bit of foul weather because of Hurricane Faye, so it's not really a mermaidy backdrop. But we'll be taking pictures with some of the students next week, and possibly next week would be better. A nice little souvenir for them to take back home.
Very good. What about this storm weather? I mean, the facility there isn't really affected, though, is it, by the rain? And
it's quite gloomy.
The mood is foreboding, but it doesn't affect the dive site at all there at 40 Fathom Grotto, does it?
No, it's not lightning or anything like that. And I've never dove here before, but from what I hear, the grotto itself right now is particularly clear. More than usual.
Well, good. That's a good thing.
And even with the foul weather, the grotto is cut out into the ground. It's pretty low, and so you're surrounded by trees, and that really protects the dive site from the winds. And so here, we're not particularly affected by the weather, other than the fact that it's just a little gloomy outside. But
still,
the dive conditions in the grotto are great.
Good deal. And what kind of skills have you done in the water so far, Abby?
Obviously, we went over just, basic skills to see where we were at. We've done all of our nitrox. We've done some nav dives. And we've done a lot of other, like, search and recover skills.
Okay, so Jamie's worked with you on, like, navigation, using a compass underwater, that kind of thing?
Yes, absolutely.
Got it.
And we did half of our PT, too, our physical training. Abby and I, passed that with flying colors.
Yeah, well, since we're in peak physical condition. Yeah.
What kind of PT did you have to do exactly?
We still need to do the laps for under 10 minutes and the ones for...
What, like treading water?
And, well, we did the treading of water for 20 minutes, which came fairly simple to Abby and I. And then we also did the swimming 75 feet, I believe, which... The only hard part about that was that I couldn't really see very well. So I was worried about hitting the dock.
75 feet underwater, holding our breath.
Oh, yeah.
You have to go down to 75 feet, really?
No.
Oh.
We went 75 feet across.
Oh, I was going to say, wait a minute, I don't remember that skill. What is this? This must be some Nowy.
Yeah, we're going to be bigger and better than you, Greg.
No, you won't.
Hope you're ready for it.
No, really, the whole purpose of you guys doing this is so next time we go on our dive trip, for instance, when we're diving with wild dolphins and I pass out.
And we can save you.
Exactly.
Your old self.
Well, just, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You can save me. Save me!
Well, in case you have, like, a heart attack underwater or something.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Just, yeah. Just if anything happens, you can save me.
I think I get the point.
Yeah, we're absolutely going to know a lot more the next time we go diving with you, Greg.
You think? You know me. I know a lot. I
didn't say more than you. I said we will know a lot more than, you know, we have in the past.
Well, you already do. You've learned about nitrox. You've honed your compass skills. That's worth the price of admission right there.
That's pretty awesome.
That's a nice little upgrade, I think, for you guys, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's well worth it. I mean, obviously, as you said, it's good for the show. It's nice for us to be knowledgeable. But honestly, Nikki and I love diving, and to make it official and just to advance ourselves at any level is great. So the more you know, the more you know. So we're doing pretty well, and we're looking forward to the rest.
Well, you guys have another week and a half of training, and then we're just like 3 weeks away from our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in the Bahamas. And, after you guys jump through these hoops to become dive instructors, then you'll have to pass the real test with me on the liveaboard. That's going to be an interesting thing to see, especially for you, Nikki. I'm going to have to test you. I trust Jamie's skills. I know she's probably a great instructor.
Do I have to test you?
If you think you can, go for it, woman.
I'll give you the threshing of a lifetime.
Bring it.
The challenge is on.
The challenge is on.
I'll bet you. Good.
Mm-hmm. Now, how is your instructor? You have her on the line there, Jamie? Is that her name?
Yeah, Jamie is our instructor, and she is standing by on the other line.
Jamie, how you doing? Welcome to Scuba Radio.
I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
So, Jamie, are you happy with the progress so far of the Scuba Radio Mermaids?
Yeah, the program that we have actually is basically a supercharged program. You can go from zero to hero in less than a month. And it takes a special type of person to be able to complete the program properly, and they're definitely doing right on track and a little bit above and beyond.
Okay, you've got them through nitrox training. What's next?
Well, because of the weather today, we're just going to be doing some academics on the master portion. Then Monday when they come back, we're going to move into mostly dives, and then by Tuesday, we'll be starting on rescue.
Now, for their rescue training, are they going to have dummies that they have to go locate, tow to shore, and save?
No, we actually use people. We'll go down, usually in groups of three, and we'll pretend that one person is unconscious, and they'll surface that person and also bring them to shore, taking off their gear.
I got it. So,
Greg, yeah. Possibly you can come in for a day and fill in for the dummy, maybe?
Well, before we answer that, I think we should address the more important question. How dumb are you?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Hi, this is Mermaid Nikki. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here's my close personal friend and all-around super great guy, Dave.
How's that doing, right?
It's not Dave?
How's that doing?
That creep, really? Okay, Greg. Here's Greg the Dive Master. Yeah. Cool. Remember, he has to stay at least 10 yards away from me at all times.
Am I turning you on?
I'm serious.
My God, you're greasy.
Don't let him get too close to me.
Oh, baby.
Greg, back off. I'm packing, Greg. I'm packing. Back off. Back it up. Back it up, Greg.
All right, hey, put the firearms away. They are really not necessary. Besides, Nikki's training to be a dive instructor, thanks to our friends at Commercial Diving Academy. Once again, that's DiveCDA.com on the web. You can check out more information there. And, of course, we will follow their progress on Scuba Radio and the forum as they update us accordingly on the Mermaid blog and, of course, here on the big show week after week. Now, Mermaid Nikki will be on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise September 6th with Explorer Ventures. We're diving with wild dolphins. We've been talking about this, obviously, for the last few months, and we're almost there. I believe there could be a last-minute spot or two left on the liveaboard, so if you want a last-minute getaway, now's your chance to call up Explorer Ventures and get on board with that. It's 307-235-0683, 307-235-0683. I believe, I'm not positive because I haven't checked in with them for at least a couple weeks, so I could be mistaken, but if you call them, there could be a last-minute cancellation that you could get on board for our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. And, we're going to be diving with wild dolphins. It's going to be quite impressive indeed. Standing by on the phone is our buddy Big Wave Dave from the BeADiver.com pool. Dave, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, we're having a great time here getting finished set up at the Milwaukee Zoo.
At the Milwaukee Zoo. Now, that's an interesting place to show people how to scuba dive with a giant pool, but explain, why are you there?
Well, this summer they've got actually a shark and ray exhibit, and of course people who like sharks and rays do tend to like diving, so it's a great crossover.
Okay, are you tempted to take any of the sharks and rays and throw them in the pool just for fun and frolic, or no?
They've already warned me I can't put the real ones in, so we got the play ones in the pool right now.
Okay, you got some little rubber plastic toys they can play with of sharks and rays, and yeah, that'd be fun for sure. So, I mean, you're just taking people that go to the zoo and then they see this giant Be a Diver pool set up and they can actually put on a bathing suit or a wetsuit and jump in and try scuba diving for the first time.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, like ours, when we travel, we got suits, towels, hair dryers, everything you need. In fact, just 2 weeks ago, we were out in Pittsburgh at the Pittsburgh Zoo and had a great weekend there.
Okay, so you're finding a zoo, an interesting little zoo connection for scuba diving. I never really thought about that, but I guess it does make sense if they do have an aquarium-type setup there at the facility, right?
Yeah, a lot of them do have a great aquarium, so it is an awesome, just like when we were doing the downtown aquariums in both Houston and Denver.
Yeah, interesting. Well, you know, we got our mermaids in training to become dive instructors right now. You know that?
Oh, so they're working under dive masters now or rescue?
Exactly. They're working on, they're in rescue and working through dive master. And before you know it, two of our mermaids will be dive instructors. So that's impressive stuff, isn't it? But the first step
very
is...
Very good. That'll be a lot more exciting. You'll have more instructors around you.
Exactly. They need to save me. I want to be saved by a mermaid. That's the ultimate goal, I guess, right?
That's correct. And I tell you, man, that's the things you have to see when you go diving and be a diver pool. In fact, right after this show is done this weekend, Jeff will be running out to... Seattle for the Monroe County Fair next weekend.
Well, that was my point, is that's your first step. You got a lot of people that jump into the Be a Diver pool, and they try it for the first time. How many of them actually take it a step further and get certified, and next thing you know, you're a dive instructor? Have you run into any folks like that over the last few years?
Yeah, I mean, I've ran into people that were just open water divers. They showed up to maybe help out and take pictures. They loved it so much. Yeah, when I came back the next year, they showed me their instructor card.
Well, there you go.
So it does turn people on to the great lifestyle of diving.
Absolutely. And you can go to BeADiver.com. So it has the road tour schedule right there on the website, as well as a bunch of other information, I take?
That's correct. In fact, yeah, after this weekend, the month of September is going to be our West Coast run. We've got a couple around the Seattle area, Northern California, and Lobster Fest down in San Pedro, California.
Oh, nice. Yes. They get pretty excited out there on the left coast for that, I would imagine, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. It's a great place to dive, too. There you can dive all year round, maybe a little bit cooler water, but you wear that 7mm or a dry suit, you can have a great time.
Hey, if it involves lobsters, I'm in. All right, hey, coming up, we got an update for you on Patty's new ERDP ML, the new version of the electronic recreational dive planner. That's next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
When you were little, all you needed to have fun was a sunny day, a boat, and some water. For three generations, Boat US has worked to maintain this carefree lifestyle by providing time and money-saving services for millions of boaters, including low-cost boat insurance, towing on and off the water, discounts on fuel and equipment, and so much more. Boat US keeps boating safe, simple, and affordable, so your family can still enjoy a sunny day on the water. Visit BoatUS.com.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. As promised, I told you we got brand new stuff to share with you when it comes to Patty and the training tools available for dive instructors like myself. They've just released the new version of the RDP, the Recreational Dive Planner electronic version. And to tell us about it, we have Linda on, who is a, what's the title again, Linda? Equipment special? No, it's training specialty. Oh, come on, help me out.
I'm an educational program specialist in the training department.
I like it.
I've been with Patty now a little over 10 years.
Okay, good. And so this is a great tool for instructors like myself, right? Because it kind of takes, I would think, just looking at it, some of the hesitation that people have when they see the wheel and they got to make sure they turn this the right way and get the numbers just to line up right when they're planning their dives. Is that just me or is that true?
No, that's absolutely correct. Actually, this new product, the ERDPML, replaces the original ERDP and the wheel. So both of those products are no longer in our inventory. So with the ERDPML, you can plan single-level dives, multi-level dives. And, of course, we've used the wheel data, so all of your dives are planned to either 2-meter or 5-foot increments, which gives you more bottom time. It maximizes bottom time regardless of your dive planning.
Now, when you're learning to dive, we always delve into the dive tables. And so, basically, the RDP-ML, this new version of it, replaced the tables or was an amendment to that way to teach, right? And
that's,
to kind of take some
correct.
Of that alone.
The tables are still out there as far as a product that Patty sells, and we do recommend it for all professional levels in our training program. So the dive masters and above will still be required to know how to use the table when they go through those programs.
Yes, but they'll be able to have this option when they're teaching new students that's a little bit more user-friendly, something more, something they're more used to dealing with. It looks like a calculator, and it does a lot of the fact and figuring.
Absolutely.
Kind of like a bridge between dive tables and a dive computer, I'm guessing.
Exactly right. It's an electronic dive planner is what it is, and you can use it for planning all your dives in all courses.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi.
Hey. I don't even know where to start with this one. Take a look at that. A scuba diver up a tree. Wow.
How the hell did he get up there?
He couldn't have climbed up there with all that crap on.
Got up there somehow.
Well, Lake Mead is just over the hill, and the copters are dropping water.
I'm a scuba diver. I got a lot of gear. A regulator and a fishing spear. A BC, a compass, a diving watch. A bang stick that hangs between my crotch. My weight belt snorkel, prescription mask. My super jet fins, I go real fast. I go real fast, I go real fast. I'm a scuba diver and it's a gas.
On the line with me is Linda from the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. That'd be Batty, and she is an educational program specialist. We're talking about the ERDPML, the new version of the recreational dive planner that Patty has just released. Available to all dive instructors like myself to teach and you know, share the joy of the underwater world. Right, Linda?
That's correct.
So the this electronic version of, or the RDP is kind of like I was saying before the break, it's like a cross between the dive tables and a dive computer. It's not a dive computer, but it'll help with the dive training. You learn the philosophies, and it just is something that's probably a little bit more user-friendly, I'm guessing, right?
It really is. It takes out the manual calculations where people sometimes will have difficulty.
And let's face it, math sucks, right? Come on.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what can you say? So now they can do it in a calculator format. It's easy to use. It's easy to understand. And I think you'll find that even at the open water level, getting involved in multi-level dive planning is a real plus as well.
You know, this tool is available to all Patty dive instructors, and it does replace the wheel. So the wheel is no longer an option, right?
That's correct. The wheel has been retired by Patty, as has the original ERDP.
Got it. So, and you can get these just if by ordering them through Patty or your typical channels if you're a dive instructor, I'm guessing?
That's correct. You can order directly through Patty if you're a professional member, or if you're a consumer, you can get them from your Patty Dive Center.
Excellent. Now, you can plan multi-level dives just like a dive computer pretty much, right?
That's correct. You can plan up to 3 levels in a multi-level dive profile, just like the wheel. So you have that capability. It's a great backup to a computer should your computer fail.
That's
a way of multi-level planning.
Exactly, and that's what I was getting at. I mean, even if you're already a certified open water diver and maybe you don't have a dive computer, you've been working off the tables or what a charter boat captain tells you your profile is going to be, this might be something you can get your hands on and kind of as a backup plan, or like you said, it could be a backup to your dive computer or what?
Oh, exactly, and because it's a nice, robust, unit there, you can actually carry it with you on your dive trips, put it in your bag, don't worry too much about it. You've got the general rules in front of you the whole time if you need to refer to them. So it's very user-friendly on a boat or at a dive site.
Yeah, and I would imagine you can get more details of or just find out more about it at patty.com. Is there something up there about the...
Patty.com, yes. And also, like I said, have them stop by their local dive center, Patty Dive Center, and find out about it, because we have been selling these immediate, they've been going out the door, so to speak.
Yes. Now, I haven't taught with this yet. Do I have to get any special upgrade to my, teaching status to using RDP?
Not at all.
All right. That's good to know, because I hate math, so I'm going to use it. It'll make me teach much better. All right. More coming up.
Scuba Media.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving... amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right, already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands could change you forever.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 48. If your dive buddy asks you to grab their booty while gearing up, it's probably not a come-off.
That sounds almost plausible.
However, feel free to use the opportunity to cop a feel if you like.
No, honey, if you can swing that one, more power to you.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And Jeff Myers is in the studio, the COO and Vice President from Divers Alert Network. Jeff, how's it going?
It's all good, Greg.
Glad to hear it. I got a question for you.
Ask away.
If you had to pick one thing that bothers you as divers gain experience, what would it be?
I'd have to say one thing I've seen that concerns me a great deal is the fact that as many divers gain experience and confidence, they get complacent about doing pre-dive safety checks.
I'm really glad you said that because, you know, it's something I see and it concerns me too.
Sometimes as divers get more dives and confidence under their belt, some of their safety basics seem to go out the door. But those basics are in place for a reason. You never outgrow them, and they're always a good idea.
Why are pre-dive safety checks specifically a good idea?
They're a good chance to finalize the dive plan with your buddy. It's a time to make sure you are, in fact, planning to do the same dive, as well as to review communication signals, safety protocols, and any other plan in place. It's always a good idea to check yours and your buddy's gear before descending, as at depth is no time to try and familiarize yourself with gear or determine whether your air is turned on.
I couldn't agree more. Since we think it's a practice every diver should follow, why don't we go ahead and review the steps?
Great idea. The first step to a pre-dive safety check takes place before you even don your gear. Have a conversation with your buddy and make sure you both agree on the dive you're doing, the profile you'll follow, the communication signals you'll use, and what plan you'll follow if a problem occurs. Make sure it's clear how the dive will be navigated, how you plan to deal with any potential obstacles.
Like currents or low visibility.
Right. And discuss anything else that comes to mind. Remember that even the closest and most experienced buddies aren't mind readers, so be sure to ask any questions or clarify anything unclear to you. Never assume.
That's good advice. I know when you've got a buddy you dive with all the time, it's easy to fall into assumption patterns.
It is, and we've all been guilty of it. That's why it's so important to make a concerted effort not to get complacent.
Okay, once you've mapped out everything you can out of the water, it's time to don your gear, which means it's time for the classic barf. Or BWRAF, begin with review and friend.
Yeah, that's a familiar one, but whatever acronym you use, the points to hit are the same.
Such as the BCD.
Such as the BCD. You want to ensure you're familiar with your buddy's BCD and releases, and that he or she is familiar with yours. In the event that you have to dump weights or remove the gear for them, time can be critical, and you don't want to be exploring the gear in an emergency situation. Don't forget to include a check of the inflator hose at this stage and give it a test by inflating it both orally and via the low-pressure inflator.
Weights?
Again, be familiar with your buddy's weight system and share yours with them so if weight has to be released quickly, it is released quickly. Also, if you or your buddy is unsure of whether the right amount of weight is being used, it's a good time to do a quick check if you're not in a situation where one or both of you could be strained, overheated, or interfering with other divers.
R for releases.
Yep. And we're not talking about the releases you have to sign. This is a time to ensure you know where all releases are and that all of them are secure. It's always an interesting experience watching the dance that ensues when one diver tries to resecure the tank of another underwater.
Well, speaking of tanks, I believe A is for air.
It is, and some might call this the most important step, since you're not going far unless your air is on and your tank is full. Double check the air each of you is carrying. Make sure those tank valves are open, and don't forget to take a few breaths to ensure your regulator is functioning properly.
And with F comes the final okay.
This is when you're good to go. Give each other one more look and check for dangling hoses, missing equipment, or anything else that hasn't been checked. Once you give each other the final okay, you're indicating that you're ready for the dive.
It really is simple.
It is simple, but it's also really important. A thorough pre-dive safety check is a great way to prevent problems. Like so many other situations in diving, a lot of trouble can be avoided with a little preparation.
Pre-dive safety checks are taught during entry-level training for a reason. They're the cornerstone of good diving practices, and they're a habit you should never break. Experience is never a replacement for good sense, and pre-dive safety checks are definitely good sense. So, complete one before every dive, whether it's your first or your thousandth. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
On the line with me right now is NetDoc. We know him as Pete. You may know him as NetDoc there at scubaboard.com. He's on the line. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
Good. Well, you know, I wanted to get you on the air today because, you know, we were talking earlier in the week, and you told me that you stumbled upon some buried treasure, so to speak, when it comes to divers.
I've stumbled onto some ancient buried treasure.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you've come on the air before. You've talked about going to dive for shark's teeth. That's what we're talking about. But then that's like buried treasure for divers. And off of Venice Beach, off the west coast of Florida, is that where you were last week or what?
Yeah, I went out with Aristocat Divers, Captain Jamie and Danny, and it was just a wonderful time. We went out there, and I found a 5-inch tooth that was in okay shape, but I found a 3-inch that was just perfect shape, as well as several others. It was just a fun time. It was it's just great to find something like that, because you know what? Very few people have their hands on them.
Well, I'm hip. A 5-inch tooth, that would have to be a megalodon tooth, right?
They were all megalodon tooth, and thank God for extinction is all I can say.
I'm hip. So you're saying the 5-inch one wasn't in that great a shape. What do you mean? Like, would it get coral growth over it, or what happens when you find something that big?
Well, the coral growth is easy to take care of. It's usually not coral. It's usually like barnacles and stuff, and you put it in some 50% vinegar and water, and it'll clean up overnight. That's not the problem. The problem is that if it's gotten a lot of deterioration, like holes and pits and whatever, you could tell it's a shark's tooth, but it's not a pretty shark's tooth.
I got it.
My 3-inch, you can see the enamel on there. If it weren't black, if it were a white tooth, you'd think the shark just dropped it out of its mouth. It's just in pristine condition.
So how easy was it to find this thing? You went out actually on a dive boat. I hear a lot of people going out off the beach in Venice, off the Venice Beach area there in Florida, and just literally diving for shark's teeth. But you literally took a boat and went, what, a little further offshore or what?
Well, I went a little bit further offshore than most people do, although a lot of times when I shore dive, I will swim out that far anyway to go down. It's just easier when you go on a boat. It's a whole lot less taxing. And there's several boats in the area that do it. Aristocat Divers, they have a six-pack that they take out. Very relaxed, very easy.
All right, well, hold the line, Pete. I want to talk more about this shark tooth hunt, another aspect of diving that maybe we need to try.
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced super stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Sharks got hold of him like he was the fresh catch. When he got back to the boat, he said, it's only a scratch. The captain said, if this is so, then why you come back in? He said, I only swim in circles cause I only got one fin. Skip the one-legged shark diver, the only feeding frenzy survivor. But don't feel sorry for him cause he just lost a limb. He's on Nightline with Maria Shriver.
Well, yeah, there's always an upside, I guess. But if you're diving for shark teeth, megalodon shark teeth, 5 inches long, Pete, is that voice in the back of your head going off like, I wonder if any of those could still be floating around here while I'm trying to collect these teeth?
Well, actually, Greg, every now and then we have a little shark join us to help find the teeth.
Oh, you do? So you do stumble across some resident sharks there off of the coast of Venice, huh?
We have stumbled across a resident shark, octopi, seahorses, all sorts of critters live among that little reef out there. It's a wonderful place. They call it the Boneyard because there's also mammal fossils out there like mastodon, camel, sloth, you name it. You can find it out there off of Venice.
Well, that's interesting. Now, but what kind of sharks are we talking? Just little nurse sharks that don't really bother you? Or do you come across a reef shark and you're kind of like spooked just a tad there if you're not expecting it or what?
Actually, the last shark I saw was a little 2-foot black-tip reef shark that, you know, when you move a rock, a lot of the fish will go in there and try and grab the shrimp and whatever's living under the rock.
Right.
And this little shark was no different. So I pulled the rock open. He was right under me. He's like, okay. And it's like, well, no, he's a little guy. He's very cute. But then I realized, well, those teeth are sharp. I could lose a thumb doing this.
Yes, you would have to be a little careful about those little critters swimming in out of nowhere, I guess. What kind of visibility are you getting when you're going for these shark teeth?
Depends on the day. You know, we just had Tropical Faye come through. We're expecting the visibility to be hard, but all you need is a couple of feet. You don't need to have 30, 40 feet. Usually I have between 10 to 20, somewhere near, not too bad, but all you need is a couple of feet, and the hurricane should have uncovered lots more teeth.
Well, there you go. Yeah, and it's just, for some reason, off the coast of Florida there in Venice Beach, this is just a plethora of shark teeth to be found for everyone, right?
A plethora. It's an ancient reef and an ancient river system combined, and it's just called the Boneyard.
The Boneyard off of it. Okay, it's definitely on my list. I want to find a three-inch, five-inch megalodon tooth. That's definitely on my list of things to do in my diving life there for sure. All right, so we'll have to work that out, Pete.
I'll help you, man.
Okay, he'll help me. Meantime, you can check out NetDoc and the group there at scubaboard.com and get all your questions about shark teeth and then some answered right there on that humongous message board for divers. All right, hour two is on deck. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases.
Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.